Matthew chapter 18 and verse 1. In this passage, there's many lessons that Jesus uses a child to teach us. I think one of them is humility. He said, except you humble yourself as this little child, you can't get saved. And it does take humility to get saved. It takes humility to admit, I can't do anything to earn my salvation. That's humbling. That's humbling. And Jesus says that, but I think there's another lesson here. I just want to focus on it a little bit tonight. I promise you I will watch the time. I love Lord's Supper night. I do love it, but I also know that we will get out of here before 11 o'clock tonight. Amen? So, Jesus said here also, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. I wanted to just give a truth tonight. Why lead children to Christ? Or I could rename this sermon, The Importance of Sunday School and the Bus Ministry. The Importance of Sunday School and the Bus Ministry. I don't know if you realize it or not, but J. Wilbur Chapman took a poll. 70% of the people who were saved in the churches that he polled, I know this was over 70 years ago, however, 70% of the people saved were before they reached the age 20. And most of those saved before 20 were saved between the ages of 12 and 16. Most of them. Once somebody reaches the age of 25, the odds of them getting saved is 1 in 1,000. Once someone passes the age of 35 without Christ, their chances of getting saved are 1 in 50,000. Once somebody passes the age of 45 without Jesus, they have one chance in 200,000 to get. In other words, the older you get without Jesus, the harder it is to get saved. Statistics show that. The younger you are, the easier it is to get saved. If a person passes 55 without Jesus, they have one chance in 300,000. And based on the poll that he took in several churches, if a person passes 65 without the Lord Jesus Christ, they have one chance in 700,000 to get saved. One chance in 700,000. I would think that would burden us to pray for if we have family members that are older without the Lord Jesus. It is harder for them to get saved. I love going soul winning in the nursing homes, and I love preaching in the nursing homes. But I also realize most of the people that come to the services are people who, what? Grew up in church and they want a service to go to. But I have led people to the Lord in the nursing homes. Okay, I have done that. And every time an older person gets saved, I always say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know that they were next to die, but we do pray that, Lord, lead me to the soul that's closest to hell, right? So that before they die, they can trust Jesus as their Savior. If you took a few of the truths tonight, number one, why do we want to lead children to Christ? Well, number one, because children sin. Can I just show you two things? Look at this in your Bible, and God teaches us. Go to 2 Chronicles 34. Go to 2 Chronicles 34 and look at verse 1. You say, why do we need to lead children to Christ? Because children sin. We already know that they're born going astray from the womb. They're born liars. We're all born a bunch of liars. Amen. It's up to our parents to teach us to tell the truth. However, look at 2 Chronicles 34 and verse 1. Ready? 2 Chronicles 34, verse 1. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. Here's an 8-year-old boy that did right in the eyes of God and pleased the Lord, and God noticed there's a child, not a teenager, there's a child that is doing right and is what? Saying no to sin and resisting temptation and things. Let me show you the opposite. Look at 2 Chronicles now. Go over two chapters to chapter 36 and look at verse 9. 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 9. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. There's 2 8-year-old boys. One does right in the sight of the Lord, one does evil. No, how come children need to get saved? Because children sin. Because children, God sees it as sin. Well, you need to wait till they become, if we're not careful, we're going to say an adult, we're going to say, well, they're not old enough to get saved. We need to wait till they become an adult or a teenager. Jesus didn't say, except a child becomes like an adult. He looked at the disciples and he said, except you become like this little child, unless you have a child's experience, you can't get saved. You can't see the kingdom of heaven. He didn't tell a child, now you need to grow up, and that way he said, it's easy for a child to get saved. And if we aren't careful, we're going to say, well, they need to understand all the doctrines. I don't understand all the doctrines, for crying out loud. No, how much do you have to understand to know how to get saved? That you're a sinner, that you're on your way to hell, that Jesus died for you, and you only and rose again, and all you have to do is put your faith in Him. If we aren't careful, we're going to say, well, they're not old enough. If they're asking, Mommy, I don't want to go to hell. Daddy, I don't want to go to hell. That's not the devil talking to their heart, amen? That's their heart cry. Then we start dealing with them, and I'll show you that here in just a little bit. But children sin. That's why children need to get saved. Children sin. How come we need to lead children to Christ? How come? Number two, because children die. I'll just read you this verse, Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the wages of sin is death. How come children need to get saved? Because children sin. Number two, because children die. Children die. And we've recently been reminded in our church with little Emmett, and now he's in heaven in the Lord's hands. But he was a year old? He wasn't even a year old. Yeah. Children die. Now Emmett's in the Lord's hands. Amen. We know that. The Bible teaches that. However, it was a reminder also, old people aren't the only ones that die. From every age. Why do we need to see children saved? Because children sin. Number two, because children die. Why else do we need to lead children to Christ? Number three, because children go to hell. And you gotta understand that as a Christian, children go to hell. Revelation 21:8 says, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Children who know they do wrong, like a Jehoiachin, who did evil in the sight of the Lord. He died. He only reigned 3 months. That's what the verse says. He didn't reign. He reigned 3 months. Then he died and he went to hell. Children go to hell. That's why we need to see children saved. How come we need to see them saved? Because children are easier to win. Children are easier to win. I love this statement. When somebody said, well, you shouldn't be asking missionaries how many people have they led to Christ. If they're still an American on deputation going from church to church, and they go, it's been over a year and a half since I've led somebody to the Lord, there's something wrong with that. I love this statement. If you're having a hard time getting people saved, go out and find a teenager, amen? Go out and find a 15, 16-year-old. Tell them about the Lord. Every once in a while you'll meet a ding-dong, but my goodness, I love talking with teenagers, amen? Go out and find somebody and lead them to the Lord. It's easy to find here in America. If they're not, that missionary's not doing it here in the States, they're not going to do it when they go to the field. You say, how come? Children are easier to win. I don't go after children because they're easier to win. I go after it because I know the older they get, the harder it is for them to get saved. The older they get, the harder it is for them to get saved. How come we need to lead children to Christ? I think it's wonderful that children love to work for the Lord. I don't know why God had it planned. I don't know why the system is. When they're young, they need to go to school. And then when they're older, they get out of school, they need to go get a job. I know kids that would rather get a job now and work now. They're eager to work, and they could go to school later. That's not the system that we have. However, I remember these two boys following me around as I would wash windows. And they were, I want to do it. Let me do that. And I mean, they're just eager to work, and that's good. Children like it when you teach them. You can serve the Lord. Sweep the bus. Clean this. Take this trash out. That's serving the Lord. Children make the best workers. Not because we're using them, but because they're excited about work. How come we need to lead children to Christ? Because children make the best Christians. It's easy for a child to humble themselves. They're used to looking at an adult and humbling themselves in their presence. It comes a little... That's why somebody said... somebody told me as far as, well, you need to be careful, and Brother Nash, you need to go to churches where you can teach adults and things. And I have never backed down from any time I get to influence children. Do a children's camp, preach a children's camp. Listen closely. If you can touch a child's life, you've touched them for eternity. You've touched them for eternity. I love working with children. I love preaching to children. I love the response and all that. And of course, I've given you some stories with that. You say, how come we need to lead children to Christ? Because children have more time to serve God. They asked a soul winner when he came in. So, how many did you have while you were out soul winning? He said, 2.5. I said, oh, 2 adults and 1 child? He said, no. He said, 2 children and 1 adult. He said, the adult already had half his life spent. He said, the 2 children, he said, have whole lives to live for the Lord. Boy, that's a mindset, isn't it? That's a mindset. You say, how come we need to see children saved? Because children become adults. Because children become adults. The only thing that is training this next generation, and for the past 4 generations, the only thing that is training society is the public schools. Where the Bible is against the law, you're not allowed to have one. You're not allowed to pray. You can talk about Satan and you can cuss God, but you cannot talk about Jesus in a positive manner. That is a religion of paganism and heathenism. Humanism. You're your own God. It's wrong if you think it's wrong, but if you think it's right and others think it's wrong, then it's right. You become your own God. That's humanism. Deify yourself. Make yourself the authority in your life. That's what they're being taught. As we're watching them we're going from 1963 when the Bible was outlawed. That was 4 generations ago. We're now on our 4th generation of a society that is without, they're not learning it on the TV. They're not, unless they come to church, they're not hearing it. They're not hearing it. That tells me this. A Sunday school teacher's job is so important. We get them for 45 minutes. The public school has them for 40 hours a week. If you're not spirit-filled and you don't take that job seriously, the odds are already against us. Do you understand? With what we're trying to do, if we're going to affect Mechanicsville, if we're going to affect it, we have to have God's power and the Holy Spirit of God as we teach and as we help them, as we reach them. Soul winning is extremely important, but you also need to understand this shows that children are the greatest mission field in America. And nowadays, there's been charges filed against churches for adults who didn't understand, an adult cannot talk to a minor without the parent, without the children's parents' permission. They're suing churches and losing. In other words, the churches are losing. If I cannot approach a child because I'm a major and they're a minor, I can't talk to them. The only thing I can say to them is this: is your mom and dad home? Used to be. 20 years ago, remember, I could pull out my wordless book. I could pull out this, my favorite illustration. Look, everybody, let me show you something. This is you and me. God says this, we're going to let this picture sin. God says we've all got sin. Now, God loves you, but God hates sin. Now, you can go to church, but you still got sin. You can read your Bible, but you still got sin. You can help other people, but you still got sin. God says that the wages of sin is death. This hand represents Jesus Christ. The Bible says the Lord Jesus came down to earth and took our sin, died on a cross, was buried in a tomb and rose again the third day. And God says, boys and girls, if you put your trust in Jesus, He'll take you to heaven. I love that illustration. I've used it for years. I can't give that now without a parent's permission. The most I've ever led to the Lord is 9. I know other. I teach teenagers how to lead kids to Christ, and they could tear it up. But the most I've ever led to the Lord in a group on the street was 9. I think those days are over. Now let me give a word to the teenagers. Did you know if you're a minor, you can talk to a minor and not get sued? That's why while you're a teenager, you have a mission field that is open to you, a generation of children that the adults can't talk to. That's why we tell you, while you're a teenager, you have a field of harvest that we can't touch. And that's not me manipulating. That's me realizing the society and the days and age we're living in and child's rights and all this garbage. Look, read Isaiah 3 again. You'll find the sign of judgment is what? Is when women rule and when children are given authority. A child can have his parents put in jail now. They can call human services, he spanked me, and then the children can be taken on one phone. Did you know an anonymous phone call can get your kids taken from you? That tells me child's rights is out of control. I'm not for abusing children at all. But the day and age where you ask the parents and you ask the authority, you don't take the child's word for it, those days are getting less and less. That tells me the society that we live in and the day and age we live in, we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Small children can be saved. When I read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Listen to this, 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You say, why are you teaching this, preacher? Why are you giving us these thoughts? I think it's very important that we know what's going on in our society. I know, look, the day and age, I remember when I had a bus route, I was a bus captain for 8 years. I could go into a neighborhood and, hey, would you like to come tomorrow? I can't do that now. You cannot put a child on a bus or in your car and take them to church without permission signed from the parents. Or you get charged with what? Kidnapping. I took them to church. They spent the night over at the friend's house. They had permission. It doesn't matter. We live in a different day. We live in a, you need to understand what's going on. But that does not negate the fact that children die and go to hell. And that they, if they're going to get saved, they get saved at an earlier age. Now, let me just give you a few more thoughts here. The greatest form of child evangelism for us in our homes is proper spanking. It's very hard to lead a child to Christ that's not spanked. The purpose of proper discipline is to teach the child there is judgment for wrong. It is not to beat them. It is not to mistreat them. We don't punish. We chastise, which means, what's the word chastise means? Steering. We steer them. Don't do that. That will hurt you later on. Don't do that. We don't want you to... That better not turn into a habit. That'll hurt you later on. So we do what? We chastise. God chastises us, right? He spanks us. But that is to steer us. Get back on the line. God does that. I am for spanking, but listen, the purpose of spanking our children is to teach them that judgment follows... And watch this. Happy children are spanked children. Because every child is given a what? A conscience. And when they know they've done wrong, the blueness of the wound cleanseth. Right? I'm not for bruising them. But that is Bible. That is Bible. You need to understand, God is the one that designed parenting and gave us the principle. And you can't raise good kids without spanking them. You can have do all the time. Time out! You're a special little snow. You can do that all you want. They're not going to turn out right unless you do it God's way. Now, For us and our children and our families, the greatest form of child evangelism is proper spanking. Proverbs 23:14 says, "Thou shalt beat him with a rod, listen, and shalt deliver his soul from hell." It's hard to lead a child to the Lord. It's harder to lead a child to the Lord that's never been spanked. I do wrong, get away with it all the time. I talk back to authority all the time. Nothing ever happens to me. You know why we want to teach our kids? You know why we want to teach our kids? You never tell mommy and daddy no. Because we're teaching them to respond to the Lord. One day the Lord's going to touch their heart. I don't know what age it'll be, but one day the Lord's going to touch their heart. We don't want them in a pew going, "Not now, in a little bit." Because they'll talk to God just like they talk to their parents. That's why we insist on what? Instant obedience. Instant obedience. What are we doing? We're training them for God. We're training them for the Lord. We're not training them so that their life, it makes our life easier. We're training them for God. In dealing with children, I'll just make it one last time, the statement, the greatest form of child evangelism is proper spanking. And I believe that is very much taught in the Bible. You say, let's wrap this up. I think, as a matter of fact, take your Bible and go to Hebrews chapter 5. Go to Hebrews chapter 5. And I'd like you to look at verse number 12. I'll let you read this a little bit later. You can see the frustration. You can see the frustration God's showing us here. But look at this. Hebrews 5:12. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. That first little phrase there, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers. Every Christian's, I believe this, and I'm going to make a strong statement here. I love you. I'm for you. I think you know that. But every Christian's desire should be to one day, I want to teach others what I have been taught. For when the time when you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. God says, you've been in church a long time. You've been taught a lot of Sunday school lessons. You've been given a lot. You have been given a lot so that you can give a lot, but you still aren't teaching. I think one of the greatest positions in church is a Sunday school teacher. Period. Period. It touches more lives. It helps more people. And I believe that's God's plan. God's plan is, as a young Christian, I learn the Bible and I'm taught it by good people. And then one day I get strong enough to where I can give it out myself. That's God's plan. And yet I've heard some people say, oh, I never teach. I understand if you've never taught before, and teaching should scare you to where you do what? Fall on your knees and pray and ask God for His power to help you teach. But I don't understand this. Oh, that's the last thing I would ever want to do. You mean you wouldn't want to invest in somebody the way somebody invested in you? You want to know what's neat? I could use several people as an illustration. But there was a man in our church that when Brother Bernie, I think, was a teenager, he was working at a children's camp, and that child is now grown up, and he has a certificate with Brother Bernie's name. He's been teaching kids a long time. A long time. When you were a teenager, Brother Bernie, was that in the 50s? Or was that the 60s? It was the 40s. It was the 40s. He's been working with children even as a teenager from a long time. And there was an older man in our church that had a certificate from being at a camp that had Brother Bernie's name at the bottom of it, and he still had it in his house. I remember looking at that going, that's good. That's good. Now, all of us have not been working with children as long as Brother Bernie has. But what happens to this heart cry? If you want to grow as a Christian, how about this? Lord, help me, Lord, to understand what's needed to be a Sunday school teacher so I could one day teach. Lord, grow me to the point where I could one day pass on to others. And what better? I love teaching adults. I love teaching married couples. I love teaching college and career. I love it all. But I jumped at a child's class. I heard one pastor that I got the privilege of working with. He said, "You give me a group of fourth grade boys and I feel like I can conquer hell with a squirt gun." He said, "There's just something about fourth grade boys." That was his niche. That was his specialty. I mean, and sure enough, we put him in there and he dug in and he just absolutely, that's what he liked. Now, I heard one lady in our church, she said, "You know, Pastor, I'd like to teach Sunday school, but please don't put me with kids." I understand that. But at least she wasn't saying, "Oh, I never want to be a teacher." I did understand though her request. She said, "I'd rather work with teenagers," and I didn't mind that. Now, as I wrap this up, more people, you need to understand, everybody should want to be a Sunday school teacher, and I'm going to make one final statement. More people will be saved through the bus ministry than any other ministry of any church. Bus ministry is very important. The only reason we would have a bus ministry is because people in our church volunteer for it or they see the importance of it. That those buses out there hold eternal values. There will be a lot of people saved through the bus ministry. A lot of kids brought to church. A lot of people reached. The bus ministry brings in children and teenagers for Sunday school teachers to help grow and build. The bus ministry and the Sunday school work together. They work together. I believe this. I can only up the bus ministry and I could drive the bus. I have a bus driver's license. You say, "Well, how come you're not driving a bus right now?" I'm not driving a bus because we don't have the Sunday school teachers yet to handle more bringing them in on the bus. Okay, let's bring in 150 kids next week. Yeah! Stop that, quit running, get off the chandeliers. What are you doing over there? Put the gun away! You know what I mean? You can't bring 100 kids to a church like this unless you've got what? Adults to help with it. Amen. Unless you've got adults that are understanding, "I'm here for Sunday school, and Sunday school is vital." And the more Sunday school teachers we get, the more people we can bring in on buses. But I'm not bringing a bunch of people on buses here when we have, right now, we're in a building mode. And I'm loving it, by the way. I think God has wonderful things for our church. But for us to go forward, eventually, somewhere this year, there's going to be a few people who will surrender to be a Sunday school teacher. It has to be that way. You say, "What happens if it doesn't?" We're going to keep on going for the Lord, and that's going to be awesome. That's what. But I do know this, growth happens as the Sunday school grows. Sunday school is the key to church growth. And watch this, I'm not dying to have a church that's over 100 or 150. I don't have a size for our church in mind. I do know this, for the people of our church individually to be spiritual, they have to be looking to give what they've been given. And normally, that happens in Sunday school. It happens when we go soul winning, when we're out distributing tracts. Why should we want to lead children to Christ? Because children sin. Children die. And children go to hell. It's very important. It's an aspect. Something I just wanted you to think about tonight. We spent time thinking about the cross and Jesus dying for us. Now, I'd like you to go home thinking about 70% of the people that are saved between the age of accountability and 20 years old. Once they get past 20, it gets harder and harder for them to get saved. How are we going to reach Mechanicsville? Through the Sunday school in our church. Let's pray. Father, please,